The last train from Hiroshima. The Survivors Look Back. By Charles Pellegrino. Narrated by Arthur Morey. Copyright 2010 by Charles Pellegrino. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Farrar, Strauss, and Giroux, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. The question of whether the atomic bombs should have been exploded over Hiroshima and Nagasaki is a subject for another time, and for other people to debate. This is simply the story of what happened to people and objects under the bombs, and it is dedicated to the slim hope that no one will ever die this way again. As we move toward the precipice of runaway nuclear proliferation and even nuclear terrorism, we must remember that Hiroshima and Nagasaki represent the approximate destructive power of the weapons we are likely to see again. The hope that the past is not prologue may indeed be slim. But I've never known the angel Hope when she was not looking a bit anorexic. Note: the term Ground Zero originated with Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It refers to the region where virtually all buildings are flattened, and where mortality is 85% or greater for unshielded persons standing outside. In Hiroshima, the radius of Ground Zero was more than a mile. Chapter 1. The Killing Star. Had Mary Shelley or Edgar Allan Poe been born into the mid-20th century, they would never have had to invent horror. For the Japanese scientists who first ventured into the still radioactive...